pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs. Come out today and take a test drive with Mark Sugar Schaefer.
Upgrade to better, John North Ford.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local. It's 841, 32 degrees, partly cloudy on our way to 40 today. And we're very pleased to be joined by our good friend Greg Jordan, Executive Director at Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was that view atop the History Center for that big Christmas parade last night?
Well, it was excellent. It was a little chilly outside. I'm sure you are aware of that.
Yeah.
But we had a good crowd. We had good food, and it was a good time. So, yeah, everything worked out swell.
Greg, you guys have been doing that kind of viewing party here for Historical Society members for a long time. I think ever since you moved over here about just close to a decade ago now. For folks that now need to put this on their schedule for next year and get to have a Historical Society membership, what does that provide here for you when it comes to the Christmas parade night specifically?
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Okay, that I appreciate that, but we could have done that a little
He's
later.
He's 55 now, you know.
I know, but I wanted to get that out of the way.
Okay.
So, membership does have its privileges, as they say. So one of the privileges of being a member of the Historical Society is the Christmas parade viewing. We provide food and drink and an observation of the parade in the nice, warm environment. So that's among the things that you get for being a member. Also, discounts in the various other discounts. So, yeah, if you want to view the parade from inside, just drop in or go to our website, exploreLyonCounty.org, and fill out the form and send us the check, and you're in.
You know, a membership to the Lyon County History Center would make a great Christmas gift, I would think.
I agree.
Oh, excellent, excellent idea, yes. You can get a membership for yourself, of course, or you can get a membership for anyone else that you desire, friends, family, neighbors, the postman.
Yeah.
Membership starts at $50 and provides a lot of good to us and a lot of good to you in the community.
Speaking about a lot of good, match day, your take on how things unfolded yesterday, Mr. Jordan.
Well, again, back to Chuck. He looked fabulous in his suit yesterday. Everybody should have witnessed that because I was impressed. I was impressed. I am impressed by the amount of goodness in this area. Almost $900,000 was donated. We, the Friends of the Lyon County History Center, and the History Center itself, $23,265.86. An amazing. You know, any nonprofit that gets money at the end of the year, that is a perfect thing to happen because the end of the year always gets a little dicey. So to get money this time of year, and again, the generosity of the people in this area just goes without saying. And almost $900,000.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, Greg, for folks that didn't listen to what we had going on our airwaves here, that goes to the Friends of the Historical Society. And what does that help to do for the Historical Society in general terms? How does that money funnel through the Friends to the Historical Society?
So the Friends group was created to provide for volunteer opportunities here at the History Center and also help us do fundraising. So this money from the Friends group this year will be earmarked for items to take place in the kids' area, more programming, more activities, more things for the kids to do, play with, that sort of thing. So this year it's for the kids' area, and in the future we're going to use these funds for other things. So it's a great opportunity to provide, get some extra donations to your favorite group. This year there are 35 groups. And so, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. The Camuri Community Foundation and the NKVOE do a wonderful job promoting this.
Well, yeah, congratulations on that, and to all of the 35 nonprofits that will benefit from a very generous Emporia area. Once again this year, over $800,000, Match Day 2025. As we mentioned, you know, earlier, we saw Shirley Antis put a post out. This is the 12th anniversary of when Match Day started, and Shirley was the director 12 years ago that started this wonderful Match Day event. And year number one, I think, was it 68,000?
It was around there, yeah. And we're sitting there thinking to ourselves, oh, boy, it can't get any better than this. And look at this now.
Look at it now. Yeah, over 800,000. So incredible, incredible stuff. What about holiday hours at the History Center? What are we looking at down there, Greg?
So as per usual, we closed the last 2 weeks of the year. It allows our staff to take some much-needed time off, and allows us, that is Lisa and I, to get some cleaning done and some rearranging done. So it's an opportunity to both have time off and to get some more things done. So we will be closed from the 22nd of December through the we'll be closed from December 22nd to January 6th. So it gives an opportunity, again, to do some things around here.
Sounds good. One other question here, Greg, is starting up early next year, once you get back to it, I know that you have your annual meeting, which is in kind of the first third of the year. So what else do you got coming up in early January and February here that we can think of on the calendar?
Well, of course, on Kansas Day, we usually do a Kansas Day art show, so that'll be coming up, the Ad Astra Art Show. So that will be in January. Of course, Kansas Day is January 29th. And then in February, we're trying to do some things, have a kids' activity where they can take home some stuff for Valentine's Day. Of course, that's February 14th. And then past that, we were fortunate enough to get a grant to have the semi-quincentennial story here. That is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. That'll be coming up later in the year. So next year will be every bit as busy, if not busier, than this year.
All right, and just in time for Lisa to take over. Next year, right?
Just in time for Lisa to take. Let me get. I'll get out of her way, and then she can go about and do all the things she wants to do.
Sounds good. Well, Greg, thanks for joining us. Really good report here on Match Day from yesterday, and thanks again for what you guys do at the Historical Society.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and again, a happy birthday to you,
Greg. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, joins us biweekly here at KVOE, where we are live and, by gosh, local. Hey, don't forget that there is going to be another Second Saturday Breakfast at the American Legion Post 5. Coming up, not this Saturday, because this is the first Saturday, but next Saturday.
All right.
And that will be, yeah, they're great breakfast. All-you-can-eat pancakes, biscuits and gravy, sausage, coffee, orange juice, cinnamon rolls, and more.
Oh, boy.
Only $7.
Mm-hmm. What?
So don't miss it out at 2921 West 12th. So a great opportunity to get out, have a wonderful breakfast, and then carpool out to the Reese Across America ceremony. How'd that be?
I think that you've got the morning planned for a lot of
there
folks.
It is.
I think that's a good idea.
Very good. So help out the American Legion Post 5, 2921 West 12th. Their second Saturday breakfast is coming up, not this Saturday, but a week from this Saturday. And proceeds from that, by the way, go towards updating American Legion facilities.
Yeah, great cause. And they've got a lot of stuff coming next year. So
yeah, and these breakfasts on Saturday, second Saturdays, open to all.
Yeah.
Be a member, okay?
And boy, you're going to leave full.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Set the weekend off to a great start.
You cannot go wrong with that, that's for sure. 850, 31 degrees. Good morning.